What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Good afternoon and welcome. I am not Mike Rivero. My name is Steve Elkins. I got a show on the network, and it's called Off the Beaten Path. I am sitting in for Michael Rivero for the next 2 weeks. We're kind of doing a tag team thing here on the network here covering Mike. And I've got my good friends Dave and Keith Rogers going to sit in with me today. I am the host in the chair today. Tomorrow will be Keith Rogers. Today's date is June 3rd, 2020. And please go to our website. Plenty of great articles I've had posted up there and others have sent over. RepublicBroadcasting.org. We will be taking calls in our second hour. I want to cover some ground rules I've discussed with Keith Rogers and Dave alike, and we are all in agreement here. What happened yesterday is not going to happen today. I and we all agree we will not stand or tolerate any racist comments, any racist generalizations on this network. We are a positive platform. We are the independent media. We are better than the others. We are accountable for what we say. There are some ground rules. In the second hour, you can call in. Please keep it down to a certain level here, a number of minutes here. I'd say 2 to 3 minutes maximum here. We want to make sure we get everybody who calls in to either ask a question or give an opinion or a comment. This is your network, and this we're here for you. But we need to also remember the time limitations and make sure that everybody gets a chance at the talk, the conversation here. So please get your bullet points all in a row and stay on topic. We're going to ask you to stay on topic. Now, if anybody calls in with an agenda and they're going to go off on this racist rant again, you will be quickly cut off, okay? And you'll be flirting around with disaster here because you're going to get yourself on a ban list. I don't think that's what you want, but, you know, I'm happy to do it. I don't mind. Done it plenty of times before. So we are going to stay on the path. And we're going to talk about the issues, discuss some things, and I've got some great topics to talk about. So I know Dave does, and Keith's got a couple videos we're going to listen to tonight, the audios of those. And so first want to say that I've got, after yesterday's show, I know we're on YouTube. This is also being rebroadcast. I think, is it live? Dave, is it live on YouTube or not?
Yeah, we are live on YouTube as well.
Okay, we're live.
It's going out.
We're live on YouTube. So I did go back and look at the recording there. It sounded really nice. Thank you for doing such a great job on that, Dave. But I received a lot of very nasty emails yesterday after the broadcast. People calling us liberals, using a lot of profane language, really, really disrespectful. And I didn't appreciate it. So, like I said, if those people are listening, they have an agenda. Our agenda is truth. You don't like it? That's too bad. Go find another network. Go listen to somebody else. Don't waste our time. I'm not gonna waste my time. We're not gonna waste our time with you. So I just wanted to share one of them. I deleted all of them, and they just got so bad and so nasty, which I kind of figured out really fast, Dave and Keith, that these are either people in the country uneducated or they're coming from another place far outside the country, because the English is atrocious. Their spelling is really bad. So, which always tips me off to another country. Their English was very poor. Their grammar's poor. So, but I'm not going to go over those. I deleted those. He got nasty, rude, disrespectful. I have no problem with people writing me an email to say maybe where I got it wrong, or maybe look at it this way. How about this different angle? And we keep the dialogue going on, the discussion on what's going on. And that's great. We all learn. Maybe I learn something. Maybe I educate somebody. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what this network's all about. That's what I like about it. But this person definitely had an agenda, and was all racist and hate. And I think the only I did respond back is what a life that must be to go through life and hate so much. You know how much energy it takes to hate? It takes a lot of energy to hate. Not much to love, but I mean, to hate, it takes a lot of energy. It's destructive to the immune system. But I did respond to one of them here who sent me another one. This is a totally different off the subject guy. It's basically kind of saying the same thing, trying to find reason why we're allowed to push back and beat on others. And I responded to him. He sent me a video saying white people being beaten up by peaceful demonstrators. Of course, they were black. And I responded with blacks beating whites beating blacks, Asians are hated, Russians are hated, Mexicans are hated, the LGBTQ were hated, a world consumed with hate. Why is that? All I can say is don't be a statistic yourself. You have a Second Amendment right, the Castle Law, live by it. I'm not a liberal, and I certainly don't condone any of these hate violence acts going on right now. I don't impose my will on others, and I don't accept others imposing their will upon me. The bottom line is respect. There is so little of that these days. Life is not valued. The haters hate themselves. So much negative energy is being used to hate. It is self-defeating. Prolonged hatred will destroy your immune system, and then you will get to see me looking down on you in the ICU. Smile a while, Steve. I just had to throw that in there because that's how I live my life. The glass is half empty, is it half full? I'm the positive guy. I'm going to say it's half full, and we're gonna see what we can do to make it all the way full. So, Dave and Keith, thanks for joining me on this ride today. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, you're very welcome there, Steve.
Anything you wanted to add with that, Dave?
Yeah, we are live on YouTube. We're not sending a video stream out aside from just the normal cart, but you can listen to us live on YouTube if you want. You can also go to republicbroadcasting.org for all the streams there as well. At some point, we will be playing some clips. Not today, but the video may come through there, so you may get a little additional content by going to YouTube. And Mike will be back here in the next couple of weeks, and you get to see his face on there. I tried to put my face on there, and I crashed all the computers because I definitely have a face for radio, that is for sure, and I don't need to visually assault you guys. Now, I do have a couple comments I want to make about this whole racism thing. Sure. This is being fanned up to divide us, so we fight amongst each other. Well, our common enemies are having their way with us. And by getting in here and spewing all this hateful, racist stuff, you're just perpetuating this agenda. You're playing right into their hand. And this is not good. Hey, the truth is, we're not all equal. We're all different, every single one of us, but we all have equal protection under the law. And there shouldn't be any preference to black, white, peach, taupe, mauve, or plaid. Well, maybe the plaid people. We'll talk about them later. But there shouldn't be anything in there, because we need to be able to get past all these things that divide us, because we are not a united nation anymore. We are divided. We are more divided than we've ever been. And the evidence of that is all these agendas out there, the Soros and their ilk, spending all this money, getting us to fight amongst ourselves, to be violent amongst ourselves, to loot amongst ourselves, when we should be binding together and trying to come up with some solutions to put these agendas to bed once and for all. And that's all I got to say about that. Please, please, don't fall for this stuff anymore.
Yeah. Keith, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I do. I know the media is trying to fan this up, and we received email together earlier. But the media has been really playing this thing about white police officers involved in that thing, and it turns out that they're not all white.
No.
But, you know, this is the agenda, is to fan this up. And, of course, that we saw this right before the Iraq War, too, to where we had all these expletives of what the Iraqis and the Afghanis and God knows all the slangs that went with them. And I saw it as a kid when Vietnam War was going, all these weird names they came up for the Asians. And, you know, and that's how they get people to hate. And yeah. I remember I used to set my daughters down watching South Pacific, and I still hear that song going through my mind about you've got to be taught to learn to hate before you're 6 or 7 or 8. And that's what people are subject to, and it works for a lot of people, especially under this American exceptionalism that we have. When you listen to Vice President Pence over at West Point talking about the coming conflagrations, and he specifically names the Asian Pacific, Russia, and down in the Venezuelan area. I mean, this is like watching Red Dawn and the how great it was to have a bunch of good old American boys whip some commies, some Nicaraguans, and some Cubans on a football field, you know. So anyway, I'm tired of the racism. I live on a reservation here, and I have no problem with the tribal members up here. And my daughter's got a granddaughter. Well, I got a granddaughter here who's got part tribal in her, and I just don't see the racism. I didn't grow up with it. We all played together and everything like that. And if anyone wants to ever do some research, look up the Christmas Truce of World War One, and then follow the diaries, too, of the Russians, the Italians, and stuff, and realize where all of those young Christians who took that time off from fighting to recognize their Savior's birth, where they ate together, they drank together, they played soccer together, and they shared letters from home together, and then they realized, hey, we're all just boys. And then, of course, it's back to killing for the state. So I'm tired of it.
Well, I agree. You and I talked today, and, you know, we grew up. I had plenty of Blacks friends that went to the same high school with us. And there was never any problem. We played sports together. We were in the same classes together. It's really odd. It's really strange because I didn't see any racism then. And for some reason, it's being fanned up now. The flames of that are being fanned up now. And I just don't believe it actually is what they say it is. I just don't believe there are people out there that just hate this much. There are a small group, but I don't think you can generalize this to a population that is really this divided. I think this is what they're fanning the flames of this, trying to kick this thing off. There's many objectives with what's going on now, just as there were many objectives with COVID-19. I'll talk about that in a second. But I've noticed around the country now, everybody seems to be falling. All these states are falling for it. Cities are falling for the curfew now. Now, Orlando is starting their curfew tonight. It's a 2-mile radius around Orlando, which is not too far from me, starting at 8 o'clock and going to 5 in the morning, and certain other areas will be 10 o'clock p.m. till 5 in the morning. And it seems to be catching on. Everybody is doing this curfew thing around the country. So they drove us inside with the COVID-19, the booga booga. Put your mask on if you go out, gloves and mask and all that stuff, but stay inside. Don't go to work. Just let's just tank the economy. Let's destroy the economy. And then somewhere along the way, we'll decide to let you go back out, go back to your jobs. But wait a minute here. Can't do that now. We've decided you're not ready to go out yet. It's not time. A new crisis comes along, and that's the racial beating here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So for some reason, you know, the Democrats, I agree. We all agree that Antifa has a hand in all of this. And they're a small group, but they are bringing in people in. People are being bussed in all over the country. Supplies are being given. Bricks are being given. Stones. You name it. There are people with backpacks walking around. And that just doesn't happen. Somebody is funding this. And we've pointed fingers at George Soros. He's done a lot of underhanded things because he can't stand Donald Trump. So we know he's behind dethroning Donald Trump. So we can always assume, with a strong assume, that Soros is also behind this and also funding Antifa, no doubt about it. Well, have you noticed that the Democrats, on the Democrat side, Schumer, Pelosi, none of the Democrats have stepped forward. Biden has not stepped forward to condemn the actions of these violent protesters. Now, I guess for some reason they believe protesting, which is your First Amendment right. It is a verbal protest, a peaceful protest is your First Amendment right. But that does not include destruction and looting and hurting others. That's not covered in your First Amendment rights. So, but I have yet to hear Schumer, Pelosi, or anybody else, Biden, come out and condemn the actions of these people. So I've kind of thought this thing through. I've watched a lot of videos in the last 12 hours, and I've come to conclusion that this is the newest diversion to, yes, divide us, but it's got an agenda behind it. It is to take Donald Trump down before the 2020 elections, no doubt about it. Now, they've tried everything in the world to take Donald Trump down. And you know, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I call it fair and square. I call it as I see it. If he does a great job, I'll say kudos. If he doesn't, he's going to get my finger waved at him. But they've tried the sex scandals. They've tried Russiagate, collusion. Voters cheating on the voting, taxes. They've gone after this pandemic, using this pandemic. They've done an impeachment, obstruction of justice. They've thrown everything at this guy and nothing has stuck. Nothing is sticking. So they must try again and keep your eyes open because this isn't over by far. We still got plenty of time before the elections for another one or two scandals.
Yeah,
but if we continue on this pathway, yeah, go ahead, Keith.
I'm just going to interject something on that. I was listening a little bit to that Rosenstein thing with Lindsey Graham, you know, a bunch of Zionists talking with a bunch of, you know, and they were, again, harping on this thing about a definite link between Trump and Russia and blah, 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 and the Ukraine, blah, 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 you know. And that Trump said a little interference from outside is okay, blah, 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 you know. And then I kept thinking, well, geez, we have the article from the L.A. Times where the United States has interfered in the elections over 81 countries. That's okay. Yeah. It's okay, too, also, if anyone's watched the video, the lobby, that Israel can get involved in over here and make loyalty oaths and stuff, that's okay. Mm-hmm. So, to me, it's just a runaround, and it seems like there's always one group over in D.C. that just has this, as we used to call in our youth, a hard-on towards Russia. And I guess it's the old Bolsheviks from the old, you know, from the old Soviet bloc there that just can't get over Russia there. And then in the time I was watching that, I didn't hear him bring up anything about Hillary Clinton and Uranium One or any of that stuff. So, right, I mean,
right. You're not,
I mean, it's so selective.
You're not going to. Dave?
You know, there's a possibility that all of this has been contrived just to divide people farther, that maybe there was never really any jeopardy for Trump getting impeached. It was a circus to distract us. We need to pay attention, impeachment, 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 because as soon as all that went away and this plandemic happened, there hasn't been one further word about this impeachment. It's like it never even happened. Right. Kind of makes you wonder.
No, I agree. COVID-19 was definitely a pandemic. We've stated that over and over. We've shown the proof that there were trial runs on the COVID-19 virus being released. And there's plenty of evidence out there to show that this thing has an agenda. It was an economic reset for Wall Street and many other agendas. So I see this rioting right now, what's going on with the George Floyd and the Officer Chauvin, that scenario there, to be another political agenda, like I said, to take down Donald Trump. Now, everything that Donald Trump does on the Democrat side is always a negative. It's always bad. He's the worst man. They are working very hard to make the obstacles that if Donald Trump actually pushes back and does use some kind of military force or calls on National Guard to push back the protesters, the looters, the rioters, that's being a dictator. And that's a bad thing. You don't want a dictator. Of course, bringing him down to at the level of a dictator, and then while pushing Joe Biden up there to say, here's the man's going to bring harmony. He's going to bring back the people together and loving one another. And actually, Biden actually said that yesterday in a speech through his little mask, saying he wants to bring harmony back to everybody and bring us all together again. But I've finally realized that with everything they've thrown at Donald Trump to bring him down, to make sure he doesn't get a second term, that they can't win. The Democrats cannot win an election by honest, fair means. They don't have the platform. They don't have the agenda. They can't do anything, seem to be anything right, other than drive up the bills, increase the cost of living and everything, inflation, and, well, socialism, you know, pushing socialism. But they can't win really on any agenda. So they must win by any means possible. And so they're going to do the mudslinging. They're going to find anything they can. They're going to manufacture whatever they can. And there's more coming. There's definitely more coming.
By crook, I tell you. Now, the charges have been upgraded to second-degree murder, and all the cops involved are now charged. So you would hope that now that justice is going to be served, that all that stuff's going to quiet down. And if you think Joe Biden's going to bring unity, I've got a beachfront resort on the Sun for sale.
Speaking of that, I'll answer. I was watching Dave Hodges earlier. They were talking about Antifa being bussed into Wyoming and over here to Idaho. So, and of course, all the pro, you know, what they called rednecks are going to be out there with their guns and stuff. Plus, we have that that cop down in California, that the L.A. police former, I assume it was former, I hope she's not current, but where she says, shoot protesters. I mean,
Keith, hold that thought. We'll come right back after this short commercial break. This is What Really Happened.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And welcome back. This is What Really Happened, and I am Steve Elkin sitting in for Mike Rivero today, and being joined by my good friend Keith Rogers and Dave. And before I go back to Keith here and finish up his thought, he's got a clip here we're going to listen to from Democracy Now. But they spoke to the brother of George Floyd yesterday, Terrence Floyd, and he was very upset, saying what's happening now is he agreed it's not about my brother dying at all. This is very much political, and you're destroying your own neighborhoods and you're burning down black businesses. So this is very political. You're dishonoring my brother's name. Yes, we should all look into police brutality on all races, not just black, but there's some bad police officers out there. And yeah, we need to do some house cleaning, no doubt about it. On a state side here, this actually should have been done probably on the local level in Minneapolis here, but it's for some reason, never let a good crisis go to waste. Let's make sure we migrate this hate and the untrust all over the nation here, and let's push everybody back inside again with curfews again. And 2 weeks ago, they talked about Donald Trump condemned it. He spoke very negatively about it. But the Democrats wanted to go to a vote by mail. Well, think about this. We're all pushed inside now, and we can't go out at the time when the election comes up for voting. So what? You vote by mail, and we know this would be manipulated. There'd be much fraud involved in the voting by mail. So this is just another part of the puzzle of why they want to keep you inside prior to the elections. If you vote by mail, I'm sure they're going to manipulate this vote, and that's something else to think about right there. Keith, you wanted to play a video from Amy from Democracy Now! About the police.
Yeah, but the timing will be off here, so we have to do that at the bottom break there. But I would like to say this, though. Sure. You and I talked about this, you know, like this keeping people indoors and stuff is just another precursor to what they have planned here. But, I mean, they're already talking about not even opening up the country until September, especially in these blue states. But what got me is when I was talking to you about how they finally reversed this. This was yesterday that we'd mentioned this, but the Tennessee governor's free sock mask that were all treated with registered pesticide. And hundreds of thousands of Tennesseans had picked up those masks, and I just thought, what the heck are people doing? Like, you imagine the breeding environment of those pesticides into your nostrils, and of course, with the mixed with sweat and stuff like that, for you know, the moisture from the nasal cavities and stuff like that. But that News Channel 5 has finally said that they've reversed that. But in that coming video, though. It's Amy Goodman there with Democracy Now! And the only reason why I wanted to pick this video out that's coming up is I watched the rise of Germany. I have got so many gigs of old war footage. And what we're seeing, or what you'll hear in this video that's coming, it goes along with these military helicopters that are flying over D.C. As protests continue across the U.S. And, of course, the U.S. now is trying to maintain its own green zone. Of course, that's the very city that lied to you and illegally plotted the deaths as well as the destruction of those in the Middle East. And, of course, I think this is karma coming full circle. But in lieu of that, I get so upset when I hear these former politicians and or current ones. And in the case of my cousin Obama, which I can't stand, and now George Bush, where Bush, after killing a million people over in Iraq over a lie, he came out with a statement on the protest and the death of George Floyd. And to me, the pure hypocrisy of even anyone saying that, that would almost be like Ronald Reagan talking about what's going on now after not only did he and his administration butcher 200, and I'm not saying killed, I'm saying butchered 200,000 people over there in the Contras war. But and these are the ones that they hail as heroes. I just cannot believe that, you know.
Well, you sent me that yesterday, an email on that. We were talking about that Obama bombing Somalia, of course, other African countries, and Hillary looting Haiti, which we know all to be true. And you never hear anybody talking about that. You don't hear black people saying, "Well, my gosh, if this is a black thing and an oppression and violence and against blacks, well, you kind of missed a big piece of the picture here, the puzzle, because they have targeted the heck out of the African countries here and bombed them to oblivion. But nobody seems to care about that. That's out of sight, out of mind. All I care about, I guess, my own backyard here. But, you know, it's interesting that this whole violence thing with this police officer and George Floyd was started over a convenience store clerk calling authorities for receiving a $20 potentially counterfeit bill. Well, a counterfeit bill led to all this when we have a government, a Federal Reserve, they're running the printing presses nonstop right now, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, handing off this debt to future generations here, handing out huge stimulus checks to corporations. Let's see, you got the cruise lines, you got the casinos, airlines, the oil industry, all this money being handed out. There's been a huge distribution of wealth, and they are destroying the middle class. When we come back, we'll go through this video Keith's got for us. Stay tuned. This is What Really Happened.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Preview of what we're going to hear from Democracy Now. Go ahead and give us a preview, Keith.
All right. Sounds good. First of all, I want to start out with, you know, the deep state is alive and well. And for those people that don't really study history, and I'm not slighting you for not doing that or anything like that, but you can tell exactly where we're at today by learning history. And of course, this comes to this video here with Democracy Now. But the United States in their foreign policy, this is like listening to Secretary Pompeo talking about the autonomy of Hong Kong while they're busy overthrowing the Venezuelan government or trying to, while they're still bombing Syria over there. So in lieu of that, this Democracy Now! Talks about this police state and the war on journalists. This is the same thing that happened to Iraq. And if you weren't an embedded reporter, and boy, do I have stuff on that Iraq war. But this is what's going on here, and what the CIA has done abroad for decades, they are now doing here at home. So, Mike, would you please play that clip, please?
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the Quarantine Report, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Hundreds of thousands of people marched and protested in cities across the United States Tuesday, defying citywide curfews, braving police and military repression, shrugging off fears over the spread of the coronavirus in order to protest the police killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police. In Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz said Tuesday, the state's Department of Human Rights has opened a civil rights investigation into the Minneapolis Police Department.
The investigation will review MPD's policies, procedures, and practices over the last 10 years to determine if the department has utilized systemic discriminatory practices towards people of color.
Legal observers believe Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is preparing to charge the three other officers involved in the killing of George Floyd, including two who held Floyd to the pavement while Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck while he repeatedly gasped, "I can't breathe," before falling still. On Tuesday, the Minneapolis Public School District said it was terminating its contract with the city's police department to provide school resource officers. Meanwhile, Minnesota's AFL-CIO Coalition of Labor Unions has joined calls demanding Minneapolis Police Union President Bob Kroll resign after he called George Floyd a violent criminal, described protesters as terrorists, and called on police to expand their use of force. In April, Kroll told a radio podcaster he wasn't bothered by shootings he's been involved in.
I've been involved in three shootings myself, and not one of them has bothered me. Maybe I'm different.
Bob Kroll was welcomed to the stage last October by President Trump at a Trump 2020 campaign rally in Minneapolis. In Houston, Texas, 16 members of George Floyd's family joined a crowd of 60,000 protesters who marched to City Hall to remember Floyd, who spent most of his life in Houston. After headlines, we'll go to Houston to speak with two of his friends. A warning to our TV audience, the next story contains disturbing graphic footage. Arrest warrants have been issued for six Atlanta police officers after they tased two black college students, dragging them from their car for allegedly violating the city's curfew Saturday night. One officer was filmed smashing the driver window of the car. Another slashed the car's tires. Two of the officers have already been fired. The victims were 20-year-old Spelman College student Tania Pilgrim and 22-year-old Morehouse College student Messiah Young, who suffered a fractured wrist and needed 24 stitches. He spoke on Tuesday.
I feel a little safer now that these monsters are off of the street and no longer able to terrorize anyone else.
There is an arrest warrant for six Atlanta police officers in this case. In Washington, D.C., 700 soldiers with the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne armed with fixed bayonets have been deployed to enforce District 7 p.m. curfew. The Army says another 1,400 soldiers are ready to be mobilized to the nation's capital. President Trump reportedly ordered the show of military force as part of Operation Themis, the code name for his domestic military operation against protesters. The name refers to an ancient Greek goddess of law and order. Meanwhile, The Washington Post reports U.S. Attorney General William Barr personally ordered police to beat and tear gas peaceful protesters gathered near the White House Monday in order to clear the path for President Trump to walk to the nearby St. John's Episcopal Church, where Trump posed for photos holding a Bible above his head. Among the hundreds of people tear-gassed was a former assistant rector of St. John's. President Trump visited St. John Paul II National Shrine Tuesday, sparking a new round of criticism from religious leaders. Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory said Trump's visit at this time was, quote, baffling and reprehensible. He is the first African-American Archbishop of Washington, D.C. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ordered his embassy in Washington to investigate an assault on an Australian camera crew at Monday's peaceful protest outside the White House. Seven Network reporter Amelia Brace was clubbed, tear-gassed and shot with rubber-coated bullets, while her camera operator, Tim Myers, was hit with a riot shield and punched in the face in a live broadcast that aired across Australia.
We've also seen tear gas being used. Here we go, they're moving through again. This is exactly what it looks like. Exactly what it looks like. We're just safely moving up.
Oh, whoa.
The Committee to Protect Journalists has documented at least 125 press freedom violations across the United States through Monday, and new reports of police attacks on reporters continue to emerge. Here in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio has ordered nightly curfews from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. through Sunday. On Tuesday, Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to call out the National Guard, saying the New York Police Department had failed to protect people and property overnight Monday when some people set fires and smashed their way into retail stores. Mayor Bill de Blasio rejected the call at a Tuesday news conference.
Someone needs a history lesson. When outside armed forces go into communities, no good comes of it. We have seen this for decades, go back to the 50s, 60s with the civil rights movement on through all the way up to today.
The New York Police Department says it arrested 200 curfew violators overnight compared to about 700 the night before. In Oregon, an estimated 10,000 people filled Burnside Bridge in Portland Tuesday, laying face down on the pavement for 9 minutes, the length of time George Floyd was pinned beneath three Minneapolis police officers who killed him on May 25th. Later Tuesday, police unleashed volleys of tear gas, flash grenades, and pepper spray at protesters who were marching on the downtown jail and police precinct. In Los Angeles, where nearly 3,000 protesters have been arrested since Friday, UCLA issued a statement Tuesday saying it would no longer allow police to use its college baseball stadium as a field jail.
All right. The difference.
Keith, your interpretation, Keith?
Yeah, the difference of this is where we hear about them using the National Guard, and then where we also hear about them using the military, which is mm-hmm. two different quite a bit of things there, you know. But as I said here, the main thing is where we see those that are warring against the journalists that are just there to do the coverage and stuff. And what I think is going to be interesting is when a lot of this settles down and a lot of people return to home and everything like that, that the internet's going to become inundated with other videos that aren't covered by the press, and we'll actually see what's going on here. But I wanted to sum this up in one mm-hmm. way. When we look at videos of how, say, these U.S.-led wars all based on lies and stuff, of what they've done to other countries, done to their populations, destroyed their cultures and everything like that, you know, that now we see this being done here at home. And, of course, the journalists are always the ones that are targeted. And sadly, I always think of that Chris Kyle there with American Sniper, knowing that he served four tours in Iraq. Well, that's one thing. Great. I'm glad he could serve his country. But it was all based on lies. And then you have to think of the amount of money that was generated off of that film, where everyone went to see it like that, of the American Sniper like that. But this is more of that exceptionalism. And sadly, as you and I and David talked about before there, Gator, is the fact that a lot of police today are former military, and I have asked veterans that I've talked to here on this show, or on my show anyway, what was the worst thing that you had to overcome upon separation of the military? And, of course, they said getting out of the kill mode. So right. That is what's important. Back to you.
I agree. You know, what I was disappointed with, the mainstream media, of course, like I said, they're trying to point, they're trying to picture Donald Trump and try to formulate this image that he's a dictator here. And they did some misreporting, right, as usual. I expected that. And reporting that they used tear gas to push back the protesters. Turned out it was actually smoke bomb. It was not tear gas, because if you notice, you look at the pictures, the police officers would have had masks on themselves if it was tear gas, because they don't want to inhale the tear gas. So these were just flash bomb kind of smoke bombs. It was not tear gas. But the mainstream media made that case because they want to have this picture in our minds that Donald Trump is a dictator and he's squashing on your First Amendment right to protest. Like I said, protesting is a great thing. I'm all for that. addressing grievances, whether the state level or the federal level. But looting and burning and destroying and hurting other people is not part of your First Amendment rights. And I was disappointed that actually she had mentioned in the clip there that the tear gas, that was not true. That was another false. And usually she's pretty good about picking out the falses, but that was smoke bomb. It was not tear gas. Dave, to you.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on, and the media is being attacked and all of this stuff. You know, there was another incident of another Aussie Channel 9 being attacked, and CNN was being attacked and all that stuff, and, you know, tear gas and all this heavily militarized stuff. It really is kind of ridiculous, and I agree with you that, you know, we have a First Amendment right to assemble and to have a redress of grievance and stuff like that. Right. But when we start infringing upon other people's life and liberty and property, when we start breaking things, we start burning things, we start hurting people, that's where that right ends, because we don't have the right to go take rights away from other people.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And that's what's going on. That's what they're doing, you know, with all this looting and all this violence, you know, going on. They're taking away from other people. And so we have to be respectful of one another. Yes, we need our rights. And everybody talks about rights, but nobody wants to talk about the responsibilities that come along with those rights.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Keith, do you have the other video on the Greg Mannarino, or do I need to send that over to Mike?
I can get it for you real fast if you want.
I thought you'd sent both those over. We're going to talk about some economics here. I think we'll probably do it after we come back after the break. But No, I agree, Dave and Keith, that their manufacturing of a racial divide is not as great as it really, as they're telling us. You know, fanning those flames of racism and the hatred and building up this division is their goal. And I said that's being used in a political sense divide to bring down conflict. Donald Trump before 2020 elections, no doubt about it.
Yep. What I'm also seeing here, too, is that America has to look strong there, because remember, the entire world is looking on America right now, especially with this collapsing financial system. And remember that 80% of the world uses a dollar there. And if the U.S. goes down, it's going to be hell.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we talked about the digital currency, the push for a digital currency, which is going to happen. It's going to happen, people. It really is. And they've got a good excuse now, you know, because your money is filthy. It's got bacteria. Got viruses on it. It's got fecal matter on it. You know, they're going to get rid of that. Of course, they'll use that as leverage for further debt they're going to get us into, no doubt about it. Money in your pocket, they cannot control, but they can control a digital currency. They'll own it all. They'll shut off your ATM in a crisis. They could use leverage everything in your account, savings, checking, everything they can. They'll leverage your 401ks. They'll leverage all that for future debt. No doubt about it. And they'll just keep writing more checks and printing more money up. And, of course, doing so every time they do that, you just get a currency devaluation and you have higher inflation. I feel bad for the future generations, Keith and David, that my daughter and my grandchildren are going to have a really rough life. The debts that are being racked up, and the freedoms that are being taken away, and the rights and freedoms that are being taken away. And I never in my wildest dreams would have ever believed, you probably would agree too, but that we would be at this point in time, that what we thought we had was freedom is, I mean, at our age, we can see the losses in our freedoms and our rights because of our age. People coming into the world now won't know the difference, because they'll start from a different starting point than we
well,
do.
Yeah, Steve, that's the whole point of it. See, is whether it's an Iraqi, an Afghan, or what they call collateral damage and stuff, what you've done abroad and you start doing here at home, when you take someone's right abroad, and then it's so easy to sit there and say, hey, we're going to oppress this people now, then it's so easy to see that. But realize that has this ripple effect, because eventually, like curfews and all this, they're going to come for your rights.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Any comments on that, Dave?
Yeah, I think Keith said it. Because it's like the Gulag Archipelago. You're going to talk about, well, they're coming for these people, you're coming from these people, you're coming from these people, and you sit there and you did absolutely nothing, and now they're coming for you. And guess what? There's nobody left to stand up for you.
That German pastor's poem, yep.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I remember that. Boy, I tell you, it's well, I can tell you right now, during the quarantine, the lockdowns, have you noticed? Well, you and I talked about it. The food supply chain has been disrupted. I'm a little upset by that. That every time I go out shopping, I see the prices going up and up and up. And the very idea that Keith was telling me that, well, I was trying to figure out how we went below a penny on our oil, and we're now currently around $37 a barrel for crude oil.
Broke the market, Steve, is what it is. And they're pumping so much money in out of thin air that they're devaluating the currency in a massive, massive way. So that's why the prices are going up. It's not that prices are going up. It's that the value of money is just taking a nosedive because they're printing, air quote, digitally, trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars out of thin air. And the Federal Reserve isn't bound by all this stuff, and they just keep creating money to buy up stocks and assets and all this stuff, plunge protection team and all that stuff. So yeah, that's what's going on. That's why we have inflation.
All right, we'll get more back into this when we come back after the break. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkin sitting in for Mike Rivero, my good friend Dave, and Keith Rogers. Be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And we are back. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkin sitting here for Mike Rivero. and Dave and Keith Rogers with me here. Keith, do you think we have enough time before the top of the hour?
Go ahead and play it.
Let's go ahead and play this here. There's a clip from Greg Mannarino, and it's talking about what's coming with an economic collapse bigger than what we just saw. Go ahead and play
it. Okay, everybody, it's me, Gregory Mannarino. I'm sorry, I'm like kind of like laughing or whatever it is. It's another situation that you can't believe, but it's in our face yet again. What am I talking about? Well, we got another ADP jobs report this morning. We lost 2.76 million. This is following an historic drop last month. And wouldn't you know it, stock futures are higher across the board. Stocks are poised for yet another rally. You can't make it up. You can't make it up if you tried to do it. But that's the situation, so it's just so twisted. It's so twisted. And that's why I started off with, it's just disbelief. It's disbelief in many ways. All right, so let's talk about a few other things here. Gold and silver remain under pressure a little bit. Cryptocurrency is getting a bit higher. Crude oil is fractionally lower on some kind of compromise from OPEC. Whatever. Okay, they're propping up crude oil. You know it. I know it. The mechanism in place here is simple. Prop up crude oil. That's all. They can jawbone it. They can say what they want. Crude oil is massively overvalued. And why? Because they need it high to prop up the stock market. It's all a game. It's a game. Stock futures, like I said, are higher. Why? Well, you know who's buying it all. It's the hedge funds. I explained this to you just, I don't know, a few days ago. I said hedge funds are getting in here. They're buying the market. Stocks are going up. And that's exactly what's going on here. And these hedge funds are getting cash directly from who? Yeah, the Federal Reserve. These hedge funds, the Wall Street hedge funds, have a main line right to the Federal Reserve, along with the Wall Street banks and the Federal Reserve themselves, who has a trading desk, yeah, at the New York Fed. You don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Google it. Does the Federal Reserve have a trading desk? Yeah, you'll find out that they do. Anyway, a 10-year yield is higher, 0.716. You know I've been beating this to death. But in this kind of environment, when you got that 10-year yield moving up, what does it mean? Cash is leaving the debt market. It's going into the stock market. So easy. This is risk on, which means metals are going to fall under pressure. Cryptocurrencies could fall under a little bit of pressure here, although they're catching a bid right now. Look, my job here for all of us is to keep you ahead of this market so you know exactly what to do, when to do it. That's what this is all about. I've promised all of you since, I don't know how long, forever now. It seems like forever. I've been out here quite a while. That I will never let you down. That I will always give you cutting-edge, actionable information on this blog. You will not lose. Won't let it happen, like I've been saying forever. Anyway, so let's set the scene. Another abysmal a round of economic news, and stocks are off to the races yet again. Nothing short of divine intervention will stop this market from moving higher. That's what they're doing here. It's a distraction. Look at the stock market. Forget about millions upon tens of millions of people losing their jobs. Forget about how there's no profits being made by these corporate, well, corporate profits actually could be worse. That's the truth. But all these numbers are fake anyway. And the economy is dead. We got a long, long recovery, regardless of like Larry Kudlow, who keeps talking about booming recovery coming. Get ready, everybody. Oh, okay. All right, Larry, well, maybe you can explain to us how that's going to happen when there's been a grand culling, deliberate culling of small businesses. It's incredible. It's absolutely freaking incredible. All right, with that said, people, this guy loves you a lot. We know what the scene is. We got it covered. And we know what to do to take advantage of it. In these risk-on environments, you got suppressed metals. What are you going to do? You're going to buy them. With regard to
second hour coming up of the whatreallyhappened.com here and whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be right back in this next second hour. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Open lines, 1-800-313-9443. Want to hear from you. Remember the rules. They apply.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.